This is Maddie Savage bringing you a selection of highlights from across BBC World Service news. Coming up, Latvia's Prime Minister has resigned over the collapse of a supermarket last week that killed more than 50 people.
Prime Minister Dombrovskis said he was taking political responsibility for the tragedy, the greatest loss of life the country has seen since gaining independence in 1991.
Also in the podcast, Chancellor Angela Merkel has unveiled a new German coalition agreement that includes measures to extend the rights of immigrants and a national minimum wage. Russian police say they've detained 15 radical Islamists in Moscow and seized bombs, grenades and guns. And later. An American singer, who speaks very little Arabic, has stunned a television audience of millions by reaching the final of a top Middle East talent show. First then, Latvia's Prime Minister Valdis Dombrovskis has resigned over a building collapse last Thursday in the capital Riga that killed at least 54 people. Police have opened a criminal investigation to determine whether building regulations had been violated. Latvia has observed 3 days of mourning to commemorate the victims.
Prime Minister Dombrovskis said he was taking political responsibility for the tragedy, the greatest loss of life the country has seen since gaining independence in 1991. The Prime Minister announced his resignation after a meeting with Latvia's President Andris Berzinš earlier today. Last week, President Berzinš described the deaths of 54 people in the collapsed supermarket as murder, and called for those in charge to take responsibility and act accordingly. Prime Minister Dombrovskis is well respected in Latvia. He came to power in 2009, stepping in when the then government collapsed at the height of the economic crisis. Since then, he has steered Latvia through difficult economic times, overseeing painful austerity measures, but still remaining popular.
Staying in Europe, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel has announced compromises she's agreed to make to return to power in coalition with her main political rivals. After all-night talks, which concluded more than 2 months of negotiations, Mrs. Merkel's Conservatives said they would introduce a national minimum wage.